Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. A small town in North Louisiana is mourning the loss of a police officer killed while on duty on Saturday. Jeff Palermo has the story.
State police says a truck slammed into 51-year-old Russell Croxton's police vehicle and then hit Croxton, who was out of his vehicle conducting a traffic stop on U.S. 167. Dubuque Police Chief Don Dufour says Croxton spent at least 17 years of his life as a police officer.
He was a dedicated officer, and I think more importantly, he was a dedicated husband and father.
State police says they continue to investigate the crash. Dufour says it's possible this fatality could have been avoided.
No matter what kind of vehicle you're in, when you're out there on that road, please pay attention.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Louisiana is a step closer to getting her first Buc-ee's as the city of Ruston signed a memorandum of understanding Friday detailing the required infrastructure needed. Ruston Mayor Ronnie Walker expressed excitement over the movement on the project that's been in the planning stages for 14 months. It's expected to bring 15,000 vehicle stops to the parish daily. LRN.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. 1 in 3 Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com.
Sponsored by Louisiana Department of Justice.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Louisiana is among several states suing the federal government over new Title IX rules. Attorney General Liz Merle says these new rules will result in transgender women sharing bathrooms, locker rooms, and perhaps even lodging on overnight field trips with biological girls. She says the federal government is telling colleges and universities to disregard the concept of biological sex.
We have an obligation to make sure that those students are safe, but that doesn't mean that we have to deny that biological women are biological women.
House Appropriations advances a bill to hold a constitutional convention beginning May 20th. Bill author Bo Beaulieu says depending on how long it lasts, the convention could cost between $63,000 and $1.5 million. But he says donations could help cover the cost. Representative Larry Bagley has concerns.
Some outside people to donate money to something that we have no idea what's in the Constitutional Convention coming up, to me seems like we may be throwing gas on a fire.
LRN.